AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two men, one from West Virginia, the other from Pennsylvania, are due in court, charged with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the Capitol riot in January. Sicknick died. Officials do not know yet if the bear spray caused the officer's death. The Biden administration is pleading with the nation to follow guidelines as the coronavirus continues to infect more than 50,000 Americans each day. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's getting warmer. Many students are out of school, and a lot of Americans are traveling.
We have seen footage of people enjoying spring break festivities maskless.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that has to stop.
We are just starting to turn the corner. The data are moving in the right direction, but where this goes is dependent on whether we all do what must be done.
Walensky says there is encouraging data on vaccinations. A CDC report shows about 9 in 10 Americans who got the first dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine also got the second dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will be taking his message about the economic recovery plan on the road. Germany, France, and Italy are the latest countries to suspend use of AstraZeneca's vaccine over reports of dangerous blood clots in some recipients. The company and European regulators have said there's no evidence the shot is to blame. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is talking about the state budget today.
We are at a pivotal moment in this state. And what we do now will decide the trajectory.
There are increasing calls for the governor to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. The FBI says Anthony Quinn Warner, the man who blew himself up inside his RV Christmas Day in Nashville, was grappling with paranoia and conspiracy theories. But there are no indications he was motivated by social or political ideology. This is AP News. The pandemic-affected Academy Award nominations have been announced.
In the history of the Academy Awards, only 5 women have ever been nominated for Best Director. This year alone, though, there are 2 women in that category. They are Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
What the nomads are doing is not that different than what the pioneers did.
And Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman.
Can you guess what every woman's worst nightmare is?
They will compete against Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round, and David Fincher for Mank. Mank is the overall leader in nominations. It has picked up 10. Usually the Oscars would be all done by now, but because of the pandemic, it will push back by 2 months. This year's ceremony set for April 25th. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In Alaska, Dallas Seavey won the pandemic-shortened Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, matching the most wins ever by a musher. Seavey brought his 10 dogs across the finish line near Willow, Alaska, for his 5th victory. Ed Donahue, AP News.